situation in eastern Ukraine is so tense, a mere spark could ignite a war. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With death and destruction at the heels of conflict, is there ever hope for peace and reconciliation? One ministry thinks so. Your support really makes a difference in this. And in other news, a ministry for young adults is growing. But let's start in Ukraine, where over the last couple of years, the front line of the Ukrainian pro-Russian separatist conflict has been relatively quiet compared to the immediate conflict after the Russian annexation of Crimea.
There's fighting that's been ongoing on a daily basis there, essentially since 2014, but it's been relatively minor skirmishes.
That's Brett Laird of Slavic Gospel Association. He says last week, everything changed with a surge of fighting in the eastern city of Avdiivka.
Things really flared up to a really intense level where heavy weaponry was being used. What are called Grad, multiple rockets were being fired, as well as heavy artillery and mortars and all kinds of things, and with significant numbers of casualties on both sides.
And while things have quieted down some, heavy tension remains. Another outburst could happen at any time, so people are continuing to evacuate the city, fearing more rocket strikes and power outages in sub-zero temperatures. You can help through SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund, and as they minister to both Russia and Ukraine, please, pray to this end.
We believe the gospel is the solution. We believe that hearts need to be transformed. The hatred that both sides have for each other needs to be transformed by the gospel through repentance of sin and faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Next up, new polls from Politico and CNN show how divided the United States is on President Trump's temporary refugee ban. Politico says 55% of Americans support the ban. 38% oppose it. CNN says 47% are in support and 53% are opposed. No matter how you dice it, there's a deep schism in the country. So how can the church stay unified? Christian Aid Mission's Steve Van Valkenburg says the key is to stay focused on the Great Commission.
Even though we see a lot of controversy regarding refugees coming to the U.S., still, we can help the refugees by reaching out in the name of Christ and by assisting the Christian ministries already are working there.
Has God given you a heart for the nations overseas? E3 Partners' Matt Morrison suggests.
To show Christ's love to refugees, go on a mission trip with E3 Partners to Germany or Greece.
Or maybe the Holy Spirit is stirring your heart for those in your own backyard. Here's an idea from Nancy Beard at the Jesus Film Project.
To love immigrants in your community, give them the good news of Jesus in a language that speaks to their heart by sharing the Jesus or Magdalena DVDs.
We've got the comprehensive article at missionnews.org with links and more ways that you can reach refugees, immigrants, and Muslims in the name of Christ. So let's put our faith into action. And in the Golden State, students are learning about a lot more than just what they find in the classroom. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship San Diego Divisional Director Ryan Pfeiffer explains.
There's been a steady growth in the students coming to faith all across San Diego, to where the last five have been the most punctuated period of growth, where most InterVarsity chapters, there's like a weekly gathering with all the students where they invite their non-Christian friends and they hear a message, there's worship and a message. Well, we started giving invitations of faith in that space, and students began to respond to an invitation to faith on campuses that people felt like that could never happen.
Just 20 years ago, InterVarsity saw maybe 8 people come to faith in a year. Now, Pfeiffer says they see upwards of 600 a year. So what changed? A lot of prayer and these invitations.
I can give you one example. It's just like a student who's leading a Bible study with like 12, 13 Greek girls have shown up. It's her first Bible study of the year. They're meeting at a yogurt shop near the campus. And at the end, the student leader, her name is Ariel, invites students to respond to what they see about Jesus, that Jesus wants to heal you. And 10 girls responded.
Learn more about how God is moving in San Diego, California, and how you can be praying at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.